Robbie, Marie,
and the Doctor.
Triple J.
All right, time this morning to catch up with a voice that you would know and love and remember over the years here at Triple J, if you've been a listener for more than a few, because he's been hanging around on and off.
And I have brought with me a very good friend, Ben Folds. See, this is...
I know, I saw what you did there. It was very,
very
good.
That was a breakfast radio stunt, and I'm very sorry for dragging you down.
Ben Folds, welcome back to Australia.
Good to be here.
It's nice to have you. Do we start off with the music or the life of Ben Folds?
I like music.
Okay.
I'm music first.
Does life affect music? Do we cover that?
It can. Certainly can.
Does it in this case?
Life is music, man.
That should have been the title of their new album.
Life is music.
Instead of Way to Normal is what we've got.
It's so hard to look at because especially, and we do have a third party, Marie Carty, who normally sits here, and
she's so in love with you, she's had to leave the building in case she spontaneously combusts.
But she's a spelling and grammar nut, and to see something that you would expect to be spelt Way, T-O-O, normal, just it threw her, and she couldn't be in the same room.
It's poetry.
Yeah. Or a pun.
Punditry.
Where do we start? You've been out.
Well, I think you start with the wacky morning DJ.
sound effects.
That's it.
Now, come on, let's talk about.
What's it like since the Super Sunny Speed Graphic EP album, which was a bunch of EPs stuck together? Then you went back and decided to write a whole album at once.
Yeah, that was the idea. It was just time to make another record. You know, so I was pregnant with record, and so it was time to do it.
How do you go with that? Do you like? Is it songs that you sort of get along the time, or do you just sit down and just write a whole bunch at once?
I almost always just sit down and do it in the studio.
I
think since I'm kind of a songwriter type, people wouldn't guess that. They'd think I was out, you know, picking up. candy wrappers and writing on the back of them anytime. I don't really have. I don't really feel like writing songs until I get to the studio. But there's something exciting about hearing it discovered. You know.
So does that mean that depending on which week you've booked the studio for, it depends on what sort of album you get?
I think so. Absolutely.
That's a bit risky, isn't it?
Well, I think it's more. No, yeah, it could be, but it's not really hard to craft a song, and it's just it.
Not for you, maybe.
Well, I don't think it is for anyone who's done two or three of them. I mean, I think it's just a matter of going in and doing it. And, you know, doing it on the spot is maybe it can be more honest. And I don't know. I like it.
Do you worry that have you ever had the case where you've come up with a great lyric when you're not in the in the studio, and then when you get there, you just can't remember it, or a great little piano bit?
I do write things down sometimes, yeah. I come in somewhat prepared. You know, like I...
cheat notes.
Yeah, I have some cheat notes and just different things I've been thinking about. And then at the same time, I'll have little strains of melody that if they stick in my head, it's kind of like survival of the fittest. If they're good enough not to be written down, I remember them a month later or so. Then those things.
Speaking of lolly wrappers, is it true you've got lolly wrappers or something wrapped around your piano strings? You like to have a little bit of interaction with your pianos, don't you?
I've been kind of liking prepared pianos lately. Yeah, it's kind of a 20th century trick. You just put things in the piano. Metal sounds good. You know, cotton makes it sound softer, stuff like that.
Right. There's one song on the new album, "Free Coffee," where you do that. I think.
Totally. Yeah. People thought that was a synthesizer. I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't play all of that, but maybe we just play a few seconds of it. I don't think the record company will get too worried about that. We'll just play like literally a second or two.
Hey,
the record company's in the next room and they're going, no!
I'm just putting my foot against the door.
A little bit of it. Called in sick one day. That's enough. But you get a bit of a sense of it, don't you? So what did you do there?
That was, those were Altoids cans. Little tins. Mint tins.
Yeah.
And what else was in there? A couple other pieces of metal were in there. And then it was heavily compressed and distorted with a rat guitar pedal.
Whose piano is it? And how do they feel about you chucking bits of metal on it?
That's mine. It's okay.
It wasn't Jeff Harvey's.
No. No, I don't, man, I don't touch Jeff Harvey's piano.
Nobody but Jeff touches Jeff Harvey's piano. Look, let's take a listen to the new record for Ben Folds. Way to Normal is the name of it. This is the opening track, which is called... It's
called Benny and the Jets.
It's a strange combination of titles here because it's called Hiroshima, which, of course, people automatically have in their heads as atomic bombs. And then it's got Benny hit his head. Would you want to tell us after the song what that actually refers to?
Yeah.
On Triple J, that is the first listen to the opening track for the brand new record for Ben Folds. Way to Normal is the name of the album. Hiroshima Benny hit his head.
We were just talking
the name of that track, and you were going to explain what the title was.
Yeah, it's a really very very literal song. I fell off stage and got a concussion the first night of a tour in Japan a couple years ago and bled all over the piano. I played the set and I played the whole tour, but it was the first night of the tour.
Can I just ask you, how do you fall off a piano and hit your head?
I didn't fall off the piano. I fell off stage. There's normally white tape at the front of the stage, and there's normally a couple feet between the piano and the front of the stage. Neither one of those existed that night, and so I fell about 5 feet on my head. And was pretty, just knocked me pretty loose. I played the set, and I thought it'd be kind of, there's something about that experience that seemed to want to exist in a song. And so I just made it as literal as possible. It's like I got x-rays in my head. So the bridge says, "You want to see what's in my head? Do you want to see what's in my head? I got pictures of what's in my head."
Right. You know? So I thought what had happened when you were unconscious, someone had just got their mobile phone camera out and taken a snap and put it up on the internet or something. That was I thought that lyric was all about.
But no, they didn't even, the kids in the audience didn't even seem to know that it wasn't a joke. They thought I was joking around, and I was
hilarious.
I was totally injured. Well, I mean, my keys were just like
blurring.
Slick. It was disgusting.
This is the problem, of course, with being kind of the go-to man for the comedic community. You know, you're sort of doing stuff with Weird Al and Daniel Kitson's favorite comedian, favorite musician, I should say. And your comedy stylings don't end on stage at Hiroshima.
No, it's like the boy cried wolf. It's like, well, he's normally trying to be funny. He's not funny. That was really funny. Maybe he's not trying to be funny. That hidden his head thing was funny. I like that.
Speaking of being funny, you've come in here with the advanced album, the a preview of the new record, and we're allowed to play that song. But you've also come in with a couple of other CDs under your arm.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Well, we re-recorded the album.
Why?
Well, the album's crap. So what we did is we went.
No,
we
it's went, not. No, tell us the truth.
You can't do. You're a nice guy. Most people would have played along with it. We had Night to Kill in Dublin, and we just had this idea that we would write new songs to the titles of all the songs on the album.
Why?
Well, it was going to be 2 or 3 months before the album came out. And we thought maybe we would give people that to listen to.
So this is like the phony leak.
Yeah, I mean basically, it's really a leak. It is real.
I read that on one of the two websites sort of devoted to you that you actually came on under a fake name and said that you'd found the songs and then published them through there. Was that kind of what happened?
No, we a friend of mine who's king nerd went and posted it on the proper sites that you would go through. He went through the right underground channels, and then someone from that went then to the boards. We wouldn't go straight to the boards.
Too obvious.
A lot of the great thing about the Ben Folds fan community, especially online, is that they're so amazingly obsessed with you that they'll take anything they can get. And obviously sort of sit and all these conspiracy theories have arisen, including the fact that you post on your own board.
Let's take a listen. This is the official, the proper beginning to a track called Brainwashed off the Ben Folds album.
Great.
Yeah, it sounds great. Everything's perfect there. Well, the production all good. This is the one that was leaked to the internet where people thought they were getting a sneak preview of the record, but weren't.
You can play the whole song. If you've ever been brainwashing,
you know all about. Can I just ask you, Ben, you obviously did it as a joke, expecting people to think it was kind of corny or stupid, but how did people respond to it?
Well, the surprising thing is how I responded to it. I like it.
Yeah,
There's something. I mean, that's pop music. I think it made me realize we take it all way too seriously. They were making great records, 3 records a year in the '60s and '70s, mm-hmm. and There's something amazingly free about going in like Spinal Tap, just doing
it. Are you
going
to throw this on as a bonus disc at some stage?
Yeah, we're putting all this stuff out as either B-sides or whatever. Yeah. And we only, you know, we went in the studio at 10 at night and we came out the next day at about 8. And we were fried. I didn't have a voice left. The bonehead of the song on there is called The Frown Song. And it's
which number is The Frown Song? Let's take a listen to that one.
It's a political statement. It's a political song, and it's really deep. It says we should all get together, y'all, and take care of this earth before we don't have one anymore.
You heard the new Xavier Rudd thing?
Why do we frown? Is there something within
us? My favorite line from that.
Or in the world at large. Maybe it's both, y'all. The last verse says, a piano's all I got. I know that ain't a lot, but music has the power to change the future. So, thank you. It made me cry.
Ben Folds, thanks so much for coming into Brekkie this morning here at Triple J. We're going to let you go. The new album, Way to Normal, is going to be out very soon for Ben Folds. Of course, the collaboration with the very beautiful Regina Spektor is on there, You Don't Know Me, which is coming around on Triple J. She is so gorgeous, isn't she?
Yeah, and she's talented, sick talented. She's one of the best singers. So.
She's actually one of the only other people that when we've done the Like a Virgin segment, you were allowed to go downstairs to the grand piano and play. You played the Postal Service song.
Oh, yeah.
Regina's the only other person that's been allowed to do it outside this studio.
Why?
Because both of you need bloody grand pianos all the time. That's why.
but are they protective of their piano?
Yes.
Very.
Classic FM.
Yeah. There's two new Steinways down there, as a matter of fact. Which
I didn't know that. I stuffed towels into the string.
Yeah. That's all right. You're not allowed in there again. Ever. Hey, you just dropped into Australia just for a moment, and you're heading off on holidays for a few weeks. You're going to come back to Australia and play some gigs.
Yeah, yeah. We want to tour January, February around then.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. All right.
We'll come back with Regina Spektor and be like Elton John and Billy Joel.
Yeah, you know,
piano to piano.
That would be fine, actually. We'll wait another 10, 15 years.
In the meantime, let's take a listen to a little bit more of the phony Ben Folds album that was leaked to the public. They took it hook, line and sinker. What was the name of this song again? The frown song.
Frown song, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Turn that frown upside down. Thanks, Ben Folds.
Out in space, round the earth.
Robbie, Murray, and the Doctor.
Triple J.
Straight across Australia.
Triple J.